From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. California's 10th congressional district race is considered one of those vulnerable seats for Republicans. It's a battle between Republican incumbent Jeff Denham and Democratic challenger Josh Harder. The candidates' TV attack ads and their social media squabbles often center on who has the most farm credibility. The PolitiFact California fact-checking team has looked closer at some of these claims. In the studio with me, reporter Chris Nichols. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Beth.
Glad to have you here. Researcher Sammy Soto is here as well. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, Beth.
So, Chris, let's start talking a little bit more about this race and how close it is.
Well, it's really a very close race. The polls have put the two candidates really neck and neck. It's been described as most likely being a nail biter on election night. And it's rated as a toss-up district, one of about a half dozen toss-up districts in California that experts feel could help determine the control of the House.
And that may be reflected, Sammy, in the nastiness, or what adjectives would you use in the ads against each other?
It's definitely it's been so interesting to me, at least, just to see these ads, running for both campaigns, but also seeing it on social media playing out. I think that's just been so interesting because it's coming from the candidates' main Twitter accounts. They are kind of going at one another, like who has the deepest roots and attacking one another's pasts. And, Josh Harder, he left the district to go to school, but he did grow up in Turlock. So he went to work outside on the East Coast for a bit before moving back to San Francisco and then eventually making his way back to Turlock. But I think it's not widely known that Jeff Denham actually grew up outside the district. He grew up in LA County and, lived in the Central Coast before moving and making his way to here in Northern California. And so, just having these candidates spar against one another on their main Twitter accounts, and also Jeff Denham's spokesperson has also chimed in on his social media account. I think a lot of constituents are just kind of, just observing and kind of just taking it all in through their social media.
It can make for some complication in figuring out who's telling the truth. And that is the title, Chris, of your article, Who's Telling the Truth in California's 10th Congressional District. But this isn't a typical truthometer process for you on this one.
Right. We didn't place any formal ratings on these claims in the TV attack ads that we looked at, but we did provide some analysis. We let people know what the facts are, what is known about the statements in the ads. And as Sammy was mentioning, there really has been a theme both on social media, on television, about which candidate is the most authentic Central Valley candidate. And I think we'll hear that in an ad by the Congressional Leadership Fund. That's a super PAC that is dedicated to protecting the Republican majority in the House. And they have an ad that they have titled Shady Josh Harder.
San Francisco venture capitalist Josh Harder isn't like us. Harder got rich by investing millions in a healthcare company that jacked up rates on consumers. What's worse, another company Harder's firm invested in was fined over $100 million for false advertising and failing to protect consumer information like social security numbers, credit cards, and bank accounts. With Shady Josh Harder, it's always more for Josh and less for you. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That doesn't say anything about farms or Central Valley districts, but it does say a lot about, is he one of us or not one of us? So, Chris, what did you do in looking at that ad?
Right. And I think keeping in mind as you hear that, the images that you see are these images of San Francisco skyscrapers and Josh Harder sitting in an interview in front of the Bay Bridge, things like that. So they certainly are talking a lot about his time in the Bay Area. He did work for venture capital firms, both in San Francisco and in Boston. That's definitely part of his resume. He moved back to the district last year to run for Congress. He now teaches business at Modesto Junior College. So there's no doubt that part of his life was leaving the district. But when it comes to the specific claims about this idea that he got rich by investing millions in a healthcare company that then went on to jack up rates on consumers. We looked into that, and we found that Harder's, one of his venture capital firms, did in fact invest money in a healthcare company. That company went on to raise rates in Colorado. It was one of a number of companies that increased rates there. But there's really no evidence to say that that one single investment led Harder to get rich or even his company to get rich. Again, he was part of a team. And when you look at the information that's available about his company and his role, he was in charge of a wide portfolio of investments, not just one company that raised rates. So it's really hard to say that statement is accurate. But it's something that we laid out in our article. We took a close look at. And in a lot of ways, it really doesn't have the evidence to back it up.
Let's look at a claim from the other side. I think the next one is going to be an ad attacking Jeff Denham by the Harder campaign.
And it's in Josh Harder's own words. It's a sort of a mix of a positive testimonial on his part, and then he mixes in an attack on Congressman
Denham.
Right.
Let's listen.
How much should it cost you to be born? When my brother was born 10 weeks premature, his hospital bill was $2 million. Luckily, my dad's job offered insurance. We could never afford that. So when our Congressman Jeff Denham voted to take health insurance away from 100,000 people in this district and eliminate protections for pre-existing conditions like my brother's, that's not just wrong, it's personal. I'm Josh Harder. I grew up here, went to public schools here. With hard work and a scholarship, I got a chance to pursue my dreams.
And in that ad, it's sort of interesting because he mixes in some of everything that we're talking about, his own biography. He makes a point of saying he went to public schools here. He's been doing that throughout the ads, not just the ones where he criticizes Denham. I've seen an ad recently where he's wearing a Turlock Youth Program t-shirt as a child in the ad. So he has, you know, he's meeting with farmers, walking through orchards. Denham is doing the same thing with his ads. But when it comes to the specific criticism and attack on Denham, essentially what Harder is talking about is Denham's vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act last year. He says that that vote would have, if it had been successful, would have eliminated protections for pre-existing conditions. And that's what we focused on. That's been the focus of a lot of criticisms by Democrats around the country as they attack Republicans in this effort to retake control of the House. PolitiFact National has looked at that. And essentially what they found is the Republican replacement plan, it would have kept the requirement that people with pre-existing conditions must be offered health insurance, but it would have dropped the Affordable Care Act's rules that cap how much extra those people could be charged. So effectively, many people living with pre-existing conditions would have been priced out of the insurance market. So there is sort of a through line there. We decided that is a generally correct point on Harder's point about pre-existing conditions and this possible loss of coverage.
You're listening to PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols. The article titled "Who's Telling the Truth in California's 10th Congressional District" is posted at capradio.org. Sammy Soto, a researcher with the PolitiFact California team, is also joining me. And I spoke in the beginning, Sammy, about farm credibility. We've been talking about issues that seem far away from the farm, but that's an important voting point for people in that district.
Right. You know, farming is a big deal up there in that district. And, you know, Jeff Denham, he has really, emphasized that he is a farmer and, you know, he does have a farm in Atwater. He doesn't really farm so much now, but, you know, he does still label himself as a farmer, and that resonates with a lot of voters. And Josh Harder, on the other hand, he likes to, tell voters that his great-grandfather was actually a farmer. He grew up in the Turlock area, and, you know, so he comes from a farming background. And, yeah, that's just it's something that I think is really that just resonates with voters. And, you know, both of them are kind of trying to connect in any way to them.
Anything else that stood out in researching these two candidates? Any other point of distinction, Sammy?
You know, looking on social media, back in early June was first when Jeff Denham used the hashtag Bay Area Harder. And, you know, it's kind of taken off from there. A lot of people have used it since then. And it's, you know, it's kind of widely known now. And Jeff Denham, you know, he's using that to kind of tell the story of how Josh Harder kind of left the district and, you know, trying to disconnect him from the Central Valley. And it's just the back and forth between these two on social media. It's just so interesting to see how this is going to play out.
The race, as we said, is going to be close. Where will you be election night, Chris? You and the PolitiFact team are part of our election coverage at CAP Radio, which will be complemented, of course, by NPR's national coverage.
Right. I'll be in Modesto. I'll be covering this race. I'll be talking with people in the district, and I will be talking with the candidates on election night to talk about the results.
All right, Chris, Sammy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Chris Nichols and Sammy Soto from the PolitiFact California team. And there's much more fact-checking by this team related to the election. You can find it at
PolitiFact.com/California.
All right. Thank you both. A great resource for coverage of more of California's congressional battles is the CAP Radio podcast Keys to the House. There are new episodes launching this week. They're titled The OC, Parts 1 and 2. And we thought we'd share with you a preview from Part 1.
Well, hey there. I'm Ben Adler. I'm the host of the Keys to the House podcast on Capital Public Radio. I'm here with our awesome producer, Sally Schilling.
Hello.
And we are at the Spectrum in Irvine in Orange County. This is where the 5 and the 405 meet. And Sally, we're here to go shopping.
Yeah, for voters.
The Spectrum is smack dab in the middle of the 45th Congressional District, one of the most watched races in the country right now. Republican Representative Mimi Walters is fending off her toughest congressional challenge yet from Democrat Katie Porter.
We decided to head to Orange County, where it's all happening in the fight for Congress. And what better place to get a pulse of the OC's voters than a huge shopping mall?
Right. Now, while we were there, I walked up to two women who were eating lunch outside the Veggie Grill. Two women who might not know it, but they could decide whether Democrats or Republicans control the House of Representatives next year.
Excuse me. I'm a radio reporter doing stories about the election, and I wondered if I could ask you guys a couple questions. Do you guys vote?
Yeah, I do.
You do? And do you?
Yeah, I do.
And are you paying attention to what's happening with the president and Congress and all that stuff?
No, to be honest, no. Not really, but like a little bit.
So you vote, but you don't pay too much attention?
Mm-mm.
The women live in Irvine in Mimi Walters' district, and one of them was a little more talkative than the other, Christine Honseko, a 20-year-old nursing student.
Do you think you're maybe going to vote or you're definitely going to vote?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
Yeah, not a preferred answer.
What's going to make you decide if you're going to vote or not?
I need to be more educated. The last time I voted, like, I was just doing it just because, but now I just need to be more educated before I vote.
They aren't fans of President Trump. And as young women and minorities, they're exactly the kind of voters Democrats need to win the Orange County congressional races that could hold the keys to the House if they actually vote.
And you can find a link to the CAP Radio podcast series Keys to the House, as well as our other political podcast, California's Next Governor, at capradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.